Hello, and welcome to the Power Your Advice podcast, brought to you by Advisorpedia. In this series, we interview innovators from across the financial services industry to help you understand who they are, what they do, and why that matters to you and your clients.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. With us today is a key figure in the Invest in Others Charitable Foundation, Jeff Vivacqua, the new chairman of its board of directors. We'll be talking to Jeff about his new role in the company, explore the intersection of financial services and philanthropy, and uncover what's next for Invest in Others. Welcome to the podcast, Jeff.
Thanks. Great to be here.
To start off, can you share your journey with the Invest in Others Charitable Foundation? Maybe what initially drew you to support this organization and how your involvement has evolved over the years?
Well, I think from a personal aspect, Julia, you know, grounded in family, you know, going back, my parents, grandparents kind of had a MDA affiliation a little bit and giving back. So the Labor Day Telethon was an annual event in our house growing up. So I would say from a charitable giving perspective, it's kind of rooted in the ethics there and the culture, I would say, I live by. But from a business perspective, from a professional perspective, you know, being at Cambridge almost 15 years now, we have our own charity focus and our goal is to impact charities where we hold our national conference every year. As a company, we've given over $1 million to different charities in need in the cities where we host our national conference. So that's long been kind of ingrained in me, both from a personal and professional aspect.
And as I mentioned, you've been newly appointed chairperson of the board, which is a pivotal position within the company. What key objectives are you prioritizing for Invest in Others? And what are your overarching goals for the organization, maybe in the next 2 years?
Yeah, it was an easy affiliation with Invest in Others because of the Cambridge charity and the personal I just referenced. You know, when I think of joining Invest in Others back in 2016, you know, I joined as a regular board member and then involved in various committees over time and was a vice chair the last 2 years and now the chairperson, as you mentioned. And really, when we think about what we have in front of us, when you think of the old adage, you know, what you did to get you here won't get you there. I'll use that here to say we've had a lot of success from an Invest in Others perspective over the last 15 years. But what we're talking about today as a board, not just a chairperson, is how do we continue to raise our visibility in the financial services industry in every channel, whether it's the independent channel that I'm in, whether it's the wirehouse channel, insurance, regional banks, RIA, technology, et cetera. How do we raise the overall visibility of Invest in Others is priority number one. And when we raise our visibility, how can we impact those individuals, whether they're in a firm, whether they're a staff person in a firm, they're a financial advisor, how do we impact all those and raise the visibility of the entire industry at the same time? You know, the rising tide raises all boats. And how, if we're successful in those first two things, then we'll be able to deliver resources and monies in this example to impact those charities of the financial professionals and others in this industry that are so much in need.
And talking about financial professionals, why do you believe financial services professionals should actively participate in charitable initiatives? What unique contributions can they bring to the table?
The funny thing about that is the financial professionals are already doing it. That's what I've learned in almost my 30 years. In every part of the community where they're at, Main Street, or otherwise, they're already doing it, whether it's a local baseball league, whether it's a local charity that's helping people with disabilities or young children in need, whatever the case may be, they're already doing it. I think what we're doing as an organization and as an industry is trying to bring up the visibility and amplify those efforts that they're already doing. So it's not like the Invest in Others has to teach them how to be charitable. We're kind of taking their lead and then how do we bring more exposure to it and stand that up? So we maybe even feel like we have a duty to show how generous the financial service industry is in general, that we are more than just financial advice. You know, don't want to put us into a box from that perspective. And going back to if we really work together as an industry, that will impact much more than the people that we service from an advice perspective, will impact people in need through all these different charities. So we'll have a much more lasting impact on the world and society.
And have you noticed an influence on your professional connections within the industry due to your affiliation with Invest in Others?
I think the first thing I see, Julia, is our advisors here at my firm will say, I'm really glad you're part of that organization and their efforts on what they're trying to do and what they're trying to raise visibility about. That's the first thing that I usually hear from them, especially as vice chair and now chair. It's even more amplified. I'll just get my own social media messages from the outside of saying, thanks for doing this. We appreciate everything you're doing and the organization is doing. So I think there's a lot of financial professionals that recognize what Invest in Others is doing today and how much more we potentially can do. Yeah, from a personal and professional perspective, I've grown up in the independent channel and I know a lot of the people that are Invest in Others today, but there's a lot of people I've met in our 40-person board that I didn't know and I didn't have relationships with. So for me personally and professionally, I've expanded my own knowledge and I've got to see other people and meet other people in their environments and how we have the same challenges. We have really all the same opportunities. And how do we bring our ideas together when it comes to the charitable efforts of our financial professionals in the industry? I feel like we're all on the same path. Our arrows are heading in the same direction. So for me, it's really bringing all these various channels together to do more than we were doing before individually.
That's incredible. And in today's economic climate, philanthropic contributions may face challenges. Have you seen an impact on charitable giving, and why should individuals consider donating to Invest in Others as part of their philanthropic efforts?
Maybe I'll start with the second part of that question is, I think the financial professionals, where everybody in financial services has a vested interest in building up what I'll say is the financial services brand, we all have a vested interest in that. There is a lot of great people in this industry, and I will always say we shouldn't be judged by any one bad actor because there's so much other good that's going on in this model, in this industry. And going back to my comment earlier about the financial professionals are already doing this, these types of activities with charities, and whether they're small, medium, or large, they're doing these things. So, you know, while we could say the amount of money going to charities may be on the rise, even with the recent pandemic, even with cost of living and inflation that's being talked about so much today, there's still increase going into charities. But I think to your question, when you think of small charities, when we look at small charities, how can we make an impact? That's where I think more of the financial professionals spend their time. They're spending their time with smaller charities, and those small charities are just inching by. And even $5,000, $10,000, let alone say giving a charity $50,000 or $70,000, can really change that dynamic of the charity and the people they affect. So that's why I would probably say we have to continue these things. We continue to make an impact, small, medium, or large. And if we do, then as I mentioned earlier about our visibility, then we can increase, for an Invest in Others perspective, we increase our visibility and our impact, then we can increase our own fundraising efforts, which means we can award more of those funds. We can impact more people in those charities and bring up the financial professionals that are taking valuable time out of their day to impact somebody else.
And last question, looking forward, what's next for Invest in Others?
Well, from a calendar or a timeline perspective, I would say when you think of this year, in June, we have a program that opens up called Charitable Champions. And this one kind of recognizes financial advisory firms, both the advisors and their employees. So we look at firms that are promoting culture and philanthropy and everything they do. So that's the first program that comes to mind. The second one, our grant program opens up in September, and we provide funding for nonprofits to meet their charitable needs and their critical needs from that perspective. So people can apply for that grant program. Also, at the end of September, it's our annual gala, our Invest in Others Awards Gala. And we have five categories where we recognize financial professionals that have really gone above and beyond. And we have finalists and we have an ultimate winner in those five categories that are giving back to their communities, not only in the US, but around the world in our five categories. So for us, that's kind of our culmination of what's ahead for us in 2024. We're also finalizing, I think to your question earlier, our own strategic plan. When I talked about increasing our visibility and stuff, that's foremost for our board of directors, not just myself, but all 40 of us are working on what does the next 3 years look like? What do we do as a nonprofit from an Invest in Others perspective? How do we grow? And as I mentioned, if we grow, we can give more monies out to impact more charities. And really, that's probably the impact that's most close to us as a board. How can we do more than we're doing today? And I think that would be my ask of everybody that could be listening today is if you were never heard of Invest in Others before, visit investinothers.org. Learn about what the organization is doing and how it is serving the entire financial services community, no matter what side you're on. If you can give back in different ways, whether as a board member, whether as a committee member, whether just supporting something local to increase awareness, I would ask for that help from everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate it too, Julia.
And as Jeff said, to learn more about Invest in Others, please visit investinothers.org. Please follow us for timely updates on X, LinkedIn, and Facebook, all at Advisorpedia. For everyone at Advisorpedia and the Power Your Advice podcast team, this is Julia Smolin.